From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. China will release more meat from its state reserves to boost supply, according to a Commerce Ministry spokesman preparing for an unexpected jump in consumption over the Lunar New Year holiday. Agriculture.com reports the world's biggest pork consumer has been selling tens of thousands of tons of frozen meat from its reserves this month to rein in rising prices ahead of the mid-February holiday. Organic berry sales, including blueberries, topped more than $760 million in 2019, accounting for nearly 14% of total organic produce sales. The Packer.com reports blueberries were the number two commodity shoppers bought as always organic, and the number three item purchased organic some of the times of those studied by the Organic Fresh Trends of 2021. 14% of blueberry buyers say they always select organic, while more than a third say they choose organic fruit some of the time. A coalition of agriculture and business employers has filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles Superior Court challenging the COVID-19 emergency temporary standards, recently approved by the California Occupational Safety and Health Standards Board. According to the California Farm Bureau, the complaint alleges, among other things, that the board lacks statutory authority to impose many of the sweeping measures of the ETS on California employers. For California's multi-generational farmers, the health and safety of their employees and consumers they serve is their top priority. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.